This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The two bills are identical, called companion bills. Chairman Blanche Lincoln and Ranking Member Saxby Chambliss introduced the bill in the Senate on August 5th. It immediately addresses the Sixth Circuit Court decision as EPA is proceeding to develop a permitting system for pesticides. This is an unprecedented event. Never before has pesticides been pulled under the Clean Water Act. EPA has been taking the past 18 months to develop a general permit. This bill, if it's enacted, would not only take care of that situation, but also would protect pesticide use from any further permitting by other laws. For example, perhaps the Clean Air Act.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's only a page and a half and simply says that no other permits are necessary as long as this product is used according to the FIFRA label.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
But it does put a placeholder in there for the next Congress. It does send a message to EPA. And everybody right now is looking to see what's going to happen after the November elections, whether the House changes, the Senate changes. In any event, everybody's going to be watching what happens in the Congress. If the Republicans do take the House back, it's fully expected that a lot of bills will be passed in what's called the lame duck Congress. There's still a possibility that this bill could get attached to something else and pass, but at this point, we just have to see what happens.